Chapter 2. A New Friend. Emma and Harriet quickly became friends, and Harriet was often at Hartfield with Emma's other visitors, Mr. and Mrs. Weston, Mr. Knightley, and Mr. Elton. Harriet loved to tell Emma about her summer visit to the Martins, and often spoke of her friend's brother, Mr. Robert Martin.
"He's very clever, and everyone has a high opinion of him," Harriet told Emma. "His mother is sure that he'll be a very good husband for someone."
Emma was surprised and worried when she heard that Robert Martin was a single man.
"What does he look like?" she asked Harriet. "He's not very handsome. Well, I thought so at first, but now I'm not so sure," Harriet answered.
"Harriet, I'm sure he's a nice young man," replied Emma. "But if he marries, you should not be friends with his wife. I don't think she will be educated or your equal."
"I don't think Mr. Martin will marry an uneducated girl," said Harriet. "But if he does, I won't visit her."
After this conversation, Emma watched her new friend carefully. "She does speak about Mr. Martin very often, but I'm sure she doesn't love him," Emma said to herself. The next day, when Emma and Harriet were walking together on Donwell Road, they met Mr. Martin. Emma waited while Harriet spoke to him.
"Well, Miss Woodhouse, is he as you imagined?" Harriet said excitedly when he was gone.
"I agree that he's not handsome," said Emma. "But most of all, he's not a gentleman."
"Of course, he doesn't have Mr. Knightley's excellent manners," said Harriet.
"But Mr. Knightley is so fine that you cannot compare Mr. Martin with him," replied Emma.
"Compare Mr. Martin with another gentleman, Mr. Elton. I think he wants to please you."
"Mr. Elton is the perfect husband for Harriet," Emma said to herself. "She will soon stop thinking about Robert Martin."
Mr. Knightley was one of the few people who could see any faults in Emma. He was worried about Emma and Harriet becoming close friends. "I'm afraid it may not be good for either of them," he said to Mrs. Weston one day.
"Our opinions are very different," Mrs. Weston replied.
"I think it's good for Emma to have something new to do. Harriet isn't clever, but Emma can teach her."
"I believe someone like Harriet is the worst friend that Emma could have," said Mr. Knightley. "She knows nothing herself and thinks that Emma knows everything. And Harriet will soon start to feel uncomfortable with her place in society."
"Emma won't make any bad mistakes, and I want her to be happy," said Mrs. Weston. "Who knows what her future will be? She might never marry because poor Mr. Woodhouse could not manage without her. Emma may have little faults, but where could you find a better daughter or a kinder friend? And how well she looked last night! Can you imagine anyone more beautiful?"
"I agree with you," said Mr. Knightley, smiling. "And I also want Emma to be happy."
Neither Mrs. Weston nor Mr. Knightley knew anything of Emma's plans for Harriet,
But Emma was soon sure that Mr. Elton was almost in love with Harriet already.
Miss Smith was already beautiful, but in my opinion, you have added what she needed, Mr. Elton told Emma one day.
I'm happy that you think I've been useful to her, but she only needed a little help, said Emma.
Truly, I've never met anyone with such a lovely nature.
The way that Mr. Elton sighed told Emma that he was a man in love, and she was very happy. She was even more sure that he loved Harriet when she spoke to him a few days later.
I've had an idea, Mr. Elton. I would like to draw Harriet's picture.
Yes, how wonderful. Please do it, Miss Woodhouse, replied Mr. Elton. I've seen your drawings here at Hartfield, and I think it's an excellent idea.
Harriet agreed, and the picture was begun. While Emma worked, Mr. Elton always stood behind her, watching everything and sighing. She was pleased that he stood where he could look at Harriet, but it was difficult to work with him there. He thought that her drawing of Harriet was perfect, which she thought was a little foolish. When the picture was finished, Emma showed it to her father and friends.
You've made her too tall, Emma, Mr. Knightley told her.
Emma knew that he was right, but Mr. Elton could not find any fault with the picture.
Oh, no, she's not too tall, said Mr. Elton.
She's sitting down, and it gives a perfect idea of Miss Smith.
It's very pretty, said Mr. Woodhouse. I don't know anybody who draws as beautifully as you. The only thing I don't like is that she seems to be sitting outside. It makes me worried that she'll catch a cold.
But, Papa, in my drawing it is summer, said Emma.
But it's never safe to sit outside, my dear, said her father.
Sir, to me it's just right to have Miss Smith outside, said Mr. Elton. Oh, I cannot keep my eyes from it. Miss Woodhouse, will you allow me to take it to London to buy a frame for it? It would make me very happy.
Emma could not refuse.